Morning and welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be focusing on Yechezkel Perek Lamed, the 30th chapter of Sefer Yechezkel. This is the second prophecy Yechezkel is giving southwards towards Egypt, the second of three. And it is going to be, this is towards the end of the section of Yechezkel's prophecy outwards to the nations, which run from Perek Prokem Chof Hei to Lamed Bei. So we're getting towards the end of that area of his outward focus. Let's look at this parak. It's divided into four basic sections. The first section is what's called the Day of Hashem, where this day of retribution is going to be meted out. It runs from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Tes, the first major part of this parak, where he is told, Hinoveva Omarti, is supposed to prophesize and say, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, so says God, Heililu Ha Layom. You start wailing and lamenting about the day which is coming. Ki korov yom v'korov yom laHashem yom anone eis goyim yeh. It will be a day of cloud, be a day of nations for Hashem, of cloudiness. What's going to happen? V'acher v'Mitzrayim v'ha'isa chal chala'a b'kush. There's going to be a terrible day against Egypt and Kush, which is Ethiopia. There's going to be a destruction of its population and all its supports. All these areas will be and their allies will be struck by the sword. And Hashem continues to say through the mouthpiece of Yechezkel, the Noflu Somchei Mitzrayim, the supports of Egypt will fall, V'yorad Go'on Uza, and the pride of its strength will fall, Mimigdal Sin Veinei Bacher Vipolu, from this the tower of Sevene will fall by the sword. And it describes how all of its cities will be burnt down and left as desolations. And in that day, the battleships will who are messengers will leave and frighten Kush, which is sitting in a state of security. So just to understand this, what does it mean that the supports of Egypt, V'naflu Somchei Mitzrayim Pasuk Vav, what does it mean that their supports will fall? So the Mitzvot points out that it is the Avodah Zarah upon which they were relying. They relied on all sorts of deities, their pantheon of different gods, the rain god and the river god, and all the different gods they had. Well, all of those gods will fall and they'll have nothing to rely on. The Radak says it's not theological, but it's practical. It's their foreign alliances. So all their neighboring countries who said they would support them, they have bilateral peace accords, are going to not be able to help them at this point in time. So everything they depend on is going to fall apart. What does it mean these messengers are leaving? So the most unfortunate understand the Radak, most unfortunate man explain this is the warships which attack Ethiopia. It seems to be interesting that this prophecy seems not only to be directed towards Egypt, but to Ethiopia. It seems to be an alliance between the two of them. And so it seems that Egypt is getting the brunt of the destruction, but nonetheless, Ethiopia is also having a run for its money as well over here, and is going to be questioning its own security during this period in time. The next section of the Perek is a very short section. It runs from Pasuk Yod to Yod Beis. And it's about, again, Hashem turns more specific towards Nebuchadnezzar, as Nebuchadnezzar is the instrument of destruction over here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to destroy the population of Egypt through Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, who va'amoy itoy oritze goyim uvo'im l'shaches oritz, he and his nation and all here the people who are coming with him. So it sounds like there's an army of mercenaries who are coming with Nebuchadnezzar who are going to destroy these, the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, who are going to be coming to destroy Egypt. And Hashem says he's going to dry up the rivers of Egypt and sell the land, meaning to say the people will be sold into slavery and bad into the hands of bad people. So a real destruction. There's obviously the very explicit terms, no metaphors around here. It seems to be very clear what's about to happen. The third section is Perek runs from Yud Gimel to Yud Tes, and this section describes a list of the cities of Egypt which are to be destroyed. So in this section we have the cities of Nof, Pasron, Tzoan, No, Sin, Oven, Piveses, Tachpanches. So we have a lot of the different cities of Egypt. And Uzza is all going to be destroyed. So what's referred to over here seems to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a list where there's not going to be any area which is free of destruction in Egypt. But in and amongst this whole list, it's interesting that there seems to be a theological underpinning. And that is in Pasuk Gimel, introducing this section, Hashem says, Va'avarti gilulim, I'm going to remove your gods, v'ishpati elilim minof, I'm going to remove your idol, your images and idols from Nof. And that seems to be the general theme of this. Closing with a phrase which is, you know, sounds really, you know, Torah biblical, which is, Va'asisi shefotim b'mitzrayim v'yadu ki ani Hashem, I'm going to do Shvatim, which literally means, you know, actions of justice, and everyone will know that I am Hashem, sounds good, like sort of harping back to the Exodus Parashias of Shmos, Va'era, Bo B'Shalach, where Hashem is going to be doing, you know, miracles in Egypt in a similar kind of way. And as the Malbim points out, if you read through this whole perek, the Malbim points out in numerous places where you see the Hashkocha of Hashem. Hashem is not just letting them experience destruction. Hashem is orchestrating that, in fact, the destruction will happen in the most terrible way, and Hashem is specifically micromanaging this destruction. The last section of this perek is where, from Pasuk Chav to Pasuk Chavav, where Hashem turns in a separate prophecy. This prophecy is on in the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, since the Golus of Yoyachin, on the first of the first month, on the 7th of the month. So this is earlier on in the year, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically turns to Egypt once again and says, turn your prophecy towards the Zeroa Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, the power, the arm of Egypt, of the king of Egypt. And he says, V'hinei loichu b'sha laseis refuois lasum chitul. You're not going to be able to put on the necessary band-aid to bind the wounds of Egypt. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to destroy your armies and your power, and you're going to fall to the sword. I'm going to exile you among the nations, and Bavel's Zroa, their arm, is going to be stronger than you. Your armies will fall, Babylonians' armies will succeed, and Israel know I am Hashem. I will spread Egypt into exile among the nations. So there's just a few things to point out in this section. The first thing is that Babanel generally notes in this last general section over here that everything that Egypt relied on is being removed. They may have relied on allies, they may have relied on their great population in many cities, they may have relied on their gods, their river, and at this point in time, even their military strategy. Up till now, all of these things are one by one being removed, meaning you believe that you have security for all these reasons. Well, not so fast. That seems to be the general theme of the last section of this perek, which is what seems to be going on over here. The Da'at Mikra points out a very interesting point, and that is, if you look at the dating of this last prophecy, it is actually 4 months before the destruction of Yerushalayim. And it's interesting, at this point in time, Yirmiyahu is quiet. Yirmiyahu is now in a sort of house arrest in Yerushalayim under the siege. Yirmiyahu is not saying anything. Yechezkel still has the ability, because of his distance, to say what he needs, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to say. And he is saying, you may think the only chance you have is Egypt. Well, let me tell you something, Egypt's about to fall. So it's making very clear, no uncertain terms, what's really happening over here. The Malbim explains that this last section is referring to the military campaigns in the north. Egypt used to be a power, which is why Israel and Judea tried to make an alliance with them. They had, you know, they had bastions on the Euphrates River, and they were slowly beaten back by the Babylonians. And what the Malbim understands over here is that each military loss that was experienced, and he points to specific military losses that Egypt had, was a moment where they thought maybe they could just sort of, you know, gather their losses and sort of hold the border. And he says, you don't have time to put in your band-aids. You don't have time to heal before the next loss comes. And that's what's referring to over here in the military strategy. And the general question I would have about this perek, and this I will close, is that it sounds like it's a repetition. Meaning, last perek we dealt with the destruction of Egypt, pretty clear. Now we talk about the destruction of Egypt again. What's really going on? So the Malbim points out, just for the sake of, you know, clarity, that the first part of this perek really is actually an extension of the end of the last prophecy. So it's not as if it's a new and unique prophecy. It's not dated differently. So perek Choftes really runs into more than 2/3 of perek Lamed. So it's really all the same prophecy. And there seems to be a second prophecy at the end. Nonetheless, there still seems to be a lot of repetition. And the Rabbi Brunel points out a very interesting principle. And that is that, generally speaking, HaKadosh Baruch will allow a Navi to give a prophecy which is immediate about the future, about the present. So therefore, the Rabbi Brunel says that Yechezkel is talking about the immediate destruction of Egypt, which is about to happen, the 40 years under Babylon, and then under Nebuchadnezzar, and then Evil Merodach. So we have this immediate description. But immediately following a now prophecy, there's going to be an apocalyptic, futuristic prophecy about the Achres HaYamim. So therefore, the Barbanel goes to show you where that prophecy starts and ends, and he believes the beginning of our Perek is the futuristic prophecy about Egypt in the future. And of course, you know, for us who are fortunate to live in times like this, when we look at the Six-Day War, we look at the 1973 War, we look at certain times where, you know, we look at the 1950s, where Egypt was building up chemical warheads to destroy Israel, and the miracles that occurred in 1967 to vanquish them, and still today they remain a state which is supported, for many years by Soviet foreign aid, and now American foreign aid, and a very, very weak country in general. We're really witnessing the futuristic aspect of the Yechezkel prophecy. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.